Where do single men between the ages of 28 and 40 go on Saturdays? And I don't mean like a specific restaurant or a specific location. I mean, generally speaking, are they at the gym? Are they at a bar watching football? Are they on a hike? Are they at home doing additional work? Are they at the driving range? Are they getting brunch with their friends? What does a 28 to 40 year old single man's typical Saturday look like?
Come get me. I'm tired.
Like, seriously, I'm putting myself at this. Literally,
there's not a single solo.
Where are all the men?
I have not.
Guys, this is getting serious. Sometimes it seems like they just looking for clout or attention on social media. But at this point, I think that this is a serious matter. It got to the point where they want to know where you are.
Where do single men between the ages of 28 and 40 go on Saturdays? And I don't mean like a specific restaurant or a specific location. I mean, generally speaking, are they at the gym? Are they at a bar watching football? Are they on a hike? Are they at home doing additional work? Are they at the driving range? Are they getting brunch with their friends? What does a 28 to 40 year old single man's typical Saturday look like? Because I can tell you what a Saturday for a 28 to 40 year old single woman looks like.
There is a simple answer to her question, and I know she's probably aware of it. If the guys in that age range are relationship type, but are still single, they are not willing to date. They are working on themselves. And this is why she can't find them. They are just doing their thing.
As part of my like fall of outdoors, I'm trying to integrate experiences where I get to meet the male species. Every time that I've tried to do that, the places that I end up tend to be proliferated with 24-year-old men screaming at a television about football. For example, my Saturday looks like this. I wake up, I take my dog on a walk, I try to get in a gym class of some sort, Pilates, some kind of stretching class, I take a shower, make a cup of coffee, make my breakfast, and then I try and do about 2 hours of either work or personal like errands. And then from about 12 p.m. until approximately 5 p.m., I try and do something social with my friends. We'll go to a bar to watch a football game, go to the beach for the afternoon, whatnot. And then I typically stay in on Saturday night, order in DoorDash, watch a movie, have a glass of wine, and go to bed. What's the male equivalent of that so I know where to find you guys during the period of 12 to 5?
She should know that it's hard to find men in that age range because most of them are either engaged or married. The other percentage that is still single probably are not looking for a relationship, and this is why they're single in the first place. And this is also why those who decided to find their significant other early had it easier, because later in life, this game goes to hard mode. Finding a partner is a difficult game, with all dating apps giving men and women the ability to select a partner with a swipe of a finger. We can't forget about social media, which also plays a huge role when it comes to the situation we are facing in dating. And this is happening in all age range. But things get more complicated after the wall. This is where the real challenge starts. Because at this stage, the number of men available diminishes, but to make it worse, a new group of women is added to the equation. So all I can do is wish her good luck on her single man search. Let's check the comment section. I want to know what single guys have to say about their location. We are either at home with our families or friends or out doing things like hiking, gym, sports, etc. The reason you can't find us is that when we are out, we are doing our thing, respecting women, living our lives. Most single men are on the apps. If you wanted to find us, you could have swiped on us, but we aren't Chad, so you never see us. Women are only interested in normal guys when they are complaining they aren't really looking. This guy just made a lot of good points. I want to talk about the dating app part. This is the reality. He said that there is a large number of single men on dating apps, but they are rarely chosen because they are not Chads. I said, only Chads are considered, but seems like they are not aware that there isn't enough Chad for all of them. And this is why most of them are single. Let's check the next one. Where am I on Saturday? Effing working. This is true. Most single guys don't have time to waste. They are either working or doing things with their buddies. The next comment also has a great answer to that question. We are working, doing home improvement, exercising, and relaxing. The best chance to find us is at a meetup for the things we like to do and want to be part of a community. Had quite a few women ask me the classic info questions while on hikes. Had a post-wall one thinks I was 10 years younger than I am. And she's straight out of these videos looking to be wifed up at 36. Well said. If they want to meet those single guys, they better do their diligence to find them where they are. They need to show more effort and do more research to find those precious guys. Just making a TikTok video asking won't cut it. It's fascinating to see that the table is turning. Let's check the next one. I'll tell you where I'll be at least every other weekend. Right at home, enjoying some peace and quiet after a hard week of work and stressful managers being useless. Those weekends, it's game time and nobody's allowed to enter. Now, she knows that it won't be easy to find a lot of those single guys. A good number of them are at home relaxing after a long week of work. Maybe they will have to start approaching men on their way home. It could be the solution they need. Based on the responses in the comment section of these videos, it's clear that most single guys are either at home relaxing or they are doing things with their friends.
Like, seriously, I'm putting myself at this. Literally, no.
There's not
men.
A single
Where
soul.
Are all the men?
I have not seen any men.
I'm over it. Like, no.
One thing we can't ignore is the fact that this scene represents the reality of what's currently happening in dating. What do we see? Those guys are doing their things with their friends. They are living and enjoying their lives. This is to say that there are men available everywhere, but a large group of guys are minding their business. They are focused on their self-development and success, and this is one of the reasons modern women are struggling to find them. Another reason is the fact that modern women are looking for one type of man only, meaning they overlook the guys working at the supermarket cashier. The same happens to the guy working at the petrol station just because it didn't meet Chad's standard. Most of them are confused because after spending one or two days with Chad, it becomes their new standard. Let's check the comment section. The old age question. I actually was just discussing this with my wife. Where are all the good guys? They're either already taken or they are still sitting in the friend zone while all the girls are out chasing after Chad and Tyrone. I couldn't have said it better. This is the current dating dynamic. They complain that single men are difficult to find, but single men are available everywhere. But for some reason, most of them are invisible. Modern women are looking for Chads only, and those who don't fall into Chad's category will be automatically disqualified. Let's check the next one. They keep saying they want a good guy, but that's just code for, I want a Chad that won't leave me after 3 months. None of these women would date an average man. They want Chad only, but with the qualities of a good guy. And this is something that it's not realistic. The next comment is from a single guy who found a strategy to free himself from all the drama provided by the current dating scene. Let's have a look at it. I am a single man, but I wear a wedding ring outside. This makes my life easier. He is a clever guy. He knows what to do to stay away from what is going on in dating. This is a good strategy that can work really well, even though it can have the opposite effect because this is what some women are more attracted to. Some of them wouldn't mind a married man. I can even go further and say that there are women who are more attracted to married men. So even using the ring can still attract them. Let's check the next one. I thought you guys figured it out and they are all at Home Depot waiting for you. No, they still don't know where you are, buddy. They want your location. So if you want to help them find you, tell them where you are in the comment section.
Listen, I got a question. Where are the men at? Where are the men that are going to open the car door? Where are the men at that are going to provide and protect?
Sure, you want them. There are plenty of them, but they're not Chad, and this is why you're struggling to see them.
Like, women have ruined this for us because, listen, I am old-fashioned, okay? I will cook. I will clean. Okay, and I do both real well, okay? All I ask for in return is honesty, respect, and loyalty. Okay, I don't care if you have a Patek Philippe, okay? I don't care if you have the new Yeezys, okay? Like, I just want something normal. I'm not even ready for that, but when I am ready for that, where do I find y'all? Christian Mingle? Sprouts, Whole Foods, Farmer Market.
Girl, stop this. Why are you looking for something you are not ready for? She should do one thing at a time. At this stage of her life, she should do the necessary work to be ready for a good guy instead of wasting her time trying to know where to find him. One thing I find fascinating is modern women's dating strategy. Why do they have to wait for when they are close to the wall to look for a good man? Wouldn't they have a better chance that the search for a good man was made years before hitting the wall? Their strategy is not working in their favor and seems like they're not aware of it. But time and experience will show her what she should have done instead. She wouldn't have made this video if she had searched for the same type of man years ago when the pool was way bigger. But she wanted to wait. Now the pool is smaller and younger women are also searching for him, which will make it harder. Let's check what we have in the comments section. The good ones got married in their early 20s and are taken. Should have been looking when you were young. This is the advice most of them tend to ignore. Then when they're close to the wall, they come back to the dating scene looking for him, not realizing that they are using the strategy backward. This is part of their life that should have been settled long ago, but now a new set of young women also join them on the search for the same man. Next is a good suggestion that will most likely work for them. They will be able to find the men they are looking for if they give it a go. Ladies, try the unemployment office. That is a great suggestion, and I bet they will find a lot of good and single men there. Nice guys are becoming passport bros. It's so true. A lot of guys are moving. They know what they want, and they don't mind traveling to other places to find their ideal significant other. Flip the question. As a guy, where are all the good women? The women who don't cheat? The women who appreciate a respectful, honest, and caring man. Where are they? His comment makes sense. If we flip the question, it probably will help modern women understand why they are struggling to find so desirable, good, and single men.
Come get me. I'm tired of this shit. Okay? Okay. I'm here, waiting. So, anytime now, hubby, I'll be here. So you could handle this because I fucking hate it.
She needs to be more proactive. She will be left behind if her mindset doesn't change. Didn't she see a lot of clips of women looking for husbands in Home Depot, bars, restaurants, gyms, and single events? This passive behavior won't help her at all when it comes to finding a husband. Waiting for him to come and find you will be a risky game because most guys are no longer approaching and they won't knock on her door to talk to her. She better be more active if finding a husband is her goal. Currently, dating is difficult for everyone, but the chances of finding someone will increase with action. Those who are intentionally looking are more likely to find someone, but those who've gone through the wall and still think that they will have their husband come to them are mistaken. Because the search is almost impossible to those who are actively searching. Imagine for those who are at home waiting to be found. Let's check the comment. They're looking for attention on TikTok, not husbands. Indeed, some of them are just looking for clout and attention, but we can't ignore that there is another group of women who are genuinely struggling to find a good man. This is a real thing, and this is why more and more women are coming out and displaying their experiences when it comes to their husband hunting journey. Let's check the next one. I met my wife when I was making less than $50,000 per year. Once I got a better job making well over six figures, I told her not to work anymore and stay home. She agreed, and 15 years later, we're still going strong. A woman who saw the value of her man even when he wasn't making six figures. Well played. Next, we have a comment that predicts the future of the dating dynamic. Soon they'll be looking for husbands on street corners. The way things are going, this is where we will end up. But I don't think that it's a bad idea. Probably it will be good for dating. This is all for today's video, guys. If you like it, don't forget to subscribe.